Oh, yeah, you could make a movie idea out of this show. For example, oh, I don't know, who are some of the Hollywood pukes that would fit in? Say we had a story of a recently engaged woman played by Kathleen Turner. She hears the story of a Seattle boss jock played by George Clooney, recently divorcing his estranged and unfaithful wife, Estelle, played by Glenn Close. The woman is so moved by the story that she knows she's destined to be the boss jock's woman. The two meet at a live broadcast, and the boss jock is completely swept off his feet by the girl. The girl, however, is engaged to a bit of a madman played by Christopher Walken. And the boss jock has to flee Seattle to avoid personal dismemberment or, frankly, do that removal, leaving his audience in a state of shock. The boss jock changes his name, moves to West Virginia, and becomes the afternoon DJ at a power FM station played by WQZK.com. I think it could work. It's Greaseless in Seattle, featuring a cameo role by Nino Greasemanelli, the grumpy old station manager that tells police he's Seattle's boss jock, and the Grease has been abducted by aliens, and then next thing you know, we're living in West Virginia, but then we take side trips south of the border. I'm telling you what, a little convoluted there, but it might work, so we get a hold of George Lucas and get moving on this.
Enough of plink, plank, plunk for one moment. There we got it. Here we go.
Well, after the show last Friday, I went to town, bought me some groceries, a bottle of Bombay, some olives. I always
do a lot of drinking, but I figured I'd put a couple of olives in there, get me a couple of calories from Chow. And then it was back to my shack at the top of Nobly. And I settled in for a fine night of dinner and a movie. Got an old VCR, put Cannonball Run on over and over and in. And then I did a little bit duck hunting. Early in the morning, oh, weird. I was out there watching them fly. Man, there's nothing like it. Seeing the way they arch them wings up, you know, and then...
Go get it, Blue. Go get it.
Well, I was blasting them and splashing them. When this, I guess it was a Department of Natural Resources guy came up. He said, hey, I see you blasting them ducks. You got a license? Huh? I said, yeah, of course I got a license. I whipped out my West Virginia hunting license. He took a look at it. He said, let me see here. And he grabbed one of my ducks, stuck his finger up the duck's tuchus, and turned it around a little bit. Said, well, let me tell you something, son. This duck is from Maryland. You got you a Maryland hunting license? Well, I whipped into my wallet and I said, sure, I got one of those. He said, all right. And then he picked up another duck, stuck his finger up that duck, took his, turned it around a couple times, pulled it out and said, aha, this duck is from Georgia. You got you a Georgia hunting license? I said, yes, matter of fact, I do. There you go. He took a look at that and then he grabbed another duck and he jerked his finger in there. He said, aha, a North Carolina duck. You got you a North Carolina hunting license? And I said, yes, sir, I do. And I pulled it out and showed it to him. He said, well, damn, you move around a lot for a boss jock. Where the hell are you from, anyway? And I pulled down my pants, turned around. I said, well, you tell me. They say don't go on Nobbly Mountain if you're looking for a wife. Because Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter, and he's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm going to climb up Nobbly Mountain. I'm going to find his sweet young daughter.
All right, stop it. Stop it for crying out loud.
You know, I like sharing little stories of what's going on now that I've made my home in West Virginia, where I make the most fascinating people. The other night, I was getting off work. Patrick was all set up. My day was done. So, as usual, I was heading back to my shack on top of Nobbly. When I thought I'd stop by for a cold one at my favorite local hangout, the Route 46 Bar and Grill. You know, I usually don't drink with people because I drink alone. But I was feeling social, so I stopped in. The place was dead since it was a Tuesday night, but the usuals were there, and I made my way to the bar, ordered a draft, asked for a fresh basket of peanuts, and I was just about to order my second mug when Clint of Clint's Gun Shop showed up. He started a little bitch session with me. He said, Grease, I hear you now that you're on that FM station in Kaiser. Folks have been telling me that you're doing some dang comedy bits about me. And the bits you do... he said, Grease, I'm not the kind of guy that likes English with other men. Around these parts, we don't take kindly to that kind of behavior. It ain't natural, so I'm a little aggravated. I think we might have to go dancing down at Knuckle Junction. I said, whoa, I'm not talking about Clint of Clint's Gun Shop. I'm talking about Clint Eastwood. Not that he'd involve himself in that kind of English either, but, you know. And by the way, Clint, everybody knows you don't like men. We know what you like. Come on. Right, ladies? Right, ain't you seen Clint running around? Right? Clint's the kind of man don't believe in virgin wool, now, does he? Yeah. Yeah. Huh? There you go, Clint. Huh? What's that? You said you met Clint before? He came by the barnyard? Yeah, I thought so. Even swabbed off on your cotton. Oh, that's sick. That is. And your mother was watching. Oh, God. That's terrible. Well, all right. Well, all right.
I tell you what, y'all ain't busy. I get a little lonely up on Knobbly Mountain, you know what I'm saying? Maybe
a little bit later on, yes? Okay. All right, well, I'll see you ladies later, okay? It's the Grease here, taking your personal requests for songs and such at my local email address, greaseman@wqzk.com. Hell, I even gave me my own computer. Runs on battery, so I could use it in the lean-to up here on Knobbly. Anybody got an email program that'll run on a Radio Shack Model 4? So my neighbor Maggie yesterday, she was transplanting some potted plants, stopped in rather early to ask me if it'd be okay if she planted some of her favorite ivies in my dirt for the season. I don't know. Seems for some reason she thinks my dirt's better than her dirt, and, you know, I don't want her there. I think it's just an excuse for her to come by, but what the heck, she planted them anyway. And then she took off. Don't forget to water them. Don't forget to water them. I'll water them. Let me unlimber the hydraulics here. Yeah. There you go. Drink up, little flowers. Shake the dew off the lily. You know, I tell folks not to bet the Bombays, and that includes guys and gals. But even when I tell them, they don't listen. Last night, Miss Maggie shows up with a plate of noodles and butter and some cookies. I was thanking her for the trouble and reminding her that I usually eat protein, now that I'm on a kill-it-and-eat-it protein diet, when she says, "Hey, I heard about that Bet the Bombays deal on the radio. I think I have a joke that you have not heard. Does that apply to me if I lose? Do I get gabahooch?" she asked me, grinning. I said, "Well, Miss Maggie, if you tell me a joke I haven't heard, tell you what I'll do. I'll eat your noodles. How about that?"
Idiot! Music, please!
Ain't gonna be easy eating them noodles. What about you, buddy? How'd you like some of Maggie's noodles? Come on, they're fresh, tasty, and room temper.
Yama.
You mean to tell me you don't care how much sauce you put on them noodles, you ain't gonna be eating them anything?
Right. I said, yama.
Well, all right, if that's how you feel, but tell you what, they got paprika.
Yama.
There's a little sprinkling of parsley.
Your mama.
I mean, she can squirt her noodles with chocolate. You ain't gonna be eating them things.
That's right. I said your mama.
Ah, come on. Give it a shot. I mean, how would you feel if someone refused to eat your noodles?
Your mama.
All right, well, I'm just offering you something on which to dine.
Your mama.
Something on which to feast hungrily.
I said your mama.
All right. What do you think? How about maybe my mama?
Your mama.
There you go. If you want, I'll give you something. I'll give you a shot. I'll give you a shot in the head is what I give you.
Crystal clear gin, bone dry in his hand.
Bone dry, make it bone dry.
Almost 10 o'clock. People, soon there'll be no talk. Pour me, pull my bottle down. Makes me happy. Pour gin in my mouth. Let the liquor flow. Makes my liver shine. Crystal clear gin, bone dry in his hand.
Nursing home the other night. Every now and then I'll pick one out that I haven't been to before and just go in, visit the old geezers in the group homes. I like to cheer them up a little bit, tell a few jokes, makes me feel better about geezing myself. So I went to this nursing home, walked in the front door, into the main lounge area where quite a few old folks were walking around playing checkers. I walked to two old ladies. I started talking, telling them I was here to cheer them up. When the one old gal said she thought I sounded a little familiar, I said, "Yeah, you know who I am, do you?" The old lady said, "No, but if you go to the front desk, they'll tell you who you are." Hey, screw up your own name? What in the Sam friggin' the hell? I deserve the geese alarm. Take two, damn your eyes.
All right, there you go. Bingo, bango, jinga jong, jingo. And a hearty hi-ho. Hi, everybody. It's the Grease Man. And thank you so much for inviting me. I love being surrounded by West Virginians. I spend most of my time in West Virginia. I feel most at home in West Virginia. So before I begin my diatribe, let me test the microphone West Virginia style. We always learn to do this in broadcast. Let me see if this thing is working properly. I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I say, bad, 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 bad. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. Bad, 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 bad. Scallywaddy, diddle, 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 Well, the mic's working there, and I'm glad to see everybody's comfy and ready for a big day of fun. You see, the thing people don't understand about us West Virginia broadcasters, we take this radio business seriously.
I like it.
Short Gap. Where you from? Short Gap. Short Gap. There's some great places. I bet y'all don't know about Black Betsy, West Virginia. There's a place called Black Betsy, which is not far from hometown West Virginia, which is not far from Boca. Now, Boca, West Virginia's got its own PD. Hometown doesn't have its own PD. They got to use West Virginia Highway Patrol. Now, in Black Betsy, yeah, that's just a tiny old place with a fruit stand and a couple people standing around picking at the gums. But I like all three there together. You know how you got the New York City, Connecticut, and New Jersey Carter? Well, this is the same thing, West Virginia style. Boca, hometown, and Black Betsy. Yeah. Little disparity in the population relationship. However, they are, I'd rather be a lamppost in Black Betsy than the damn mayor in New Jersey, I tell you that. West Virginia, buddy. Place for me. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dee. I like lots of hop of the gee. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly doo. I like lots of hop of the go. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedly dee.
I sing that at night up here in Knobbly. And when I get scared, I just murmur that under my breath so that the ghost Knobbly doesn't get me.
It's the Grease looking around the area for things worth talking about. I remember seeing a public service announcement about the annual Iron Rail Days happening this weekend in Mount Savage. Did you know that the first iron rail rolled in this United States was made in Mount Savage? Yeah, rail for the Mount Savage Railroad was produced locally from the mills at Mount Savage, breaking the English monopoly on rail manufacturing. Ah! The B&O purchased rail from the Mount Savage Works to update their main line near Harper's Ferry. Man, 1845. And here we still are. Rolla! Big Mama! The railroad that changed the world! Check it out this weekend at Mount Savage. When you think about it, taking a train in the old days, you had to worry. Because, you know, a lot of the Native Americans weren't too thrilled to see the train come by. You know, they go, you know, we'd be right through the teepee set up, and there we come. You'd be kind of dozing off in the railroad car. All of a sudden, you'd see a bunch of people outside.
Wakanda Matuso! Nobata!
Hey! Hey, Mr. Engineer, part of call to it! Hey, we got horses around the train! Hey, come on! And then you see the burning embers up in front of the train. Blast through it! Just blast through it! You know, you ever seen those early history books? You'd be riding the train, the passengers would be leaning out the window. People would be firing back. Man, they don't make train rides like that anymore now, do they? Yeah, I'm driving the media crazy. Well, I just read a review of the Grease Man Show in the Kaiser paper, and Joe Blasnalis of the City Beat section says... I guess they don't know how to handle it, but you do. You know I love my classic rocking, and I love my shrieking every afternoon here on Dead Rock 94. Lord knows we gave it a try, didn't we, huh? We fought the great fight. We shared a manly laugh. Life doesn't get any better than it is right now. Bad, oh bad. It's the sweetest of the sweet. Well, we got an on-air light here at NetRock 94, and it's usually my responsibility to turn it off when I leave, but I like to shoot it off. Like John Wayne, you know, when you need a little darkness in the room, he wouldn't turn out the lights. He'd blast out the lights. Well, that's what I do. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Lots of fun ahead. Patrick is ready, just taking the final drags on his camel. And he'll be coming in here to take this hideous salami-smelling microphone right to his lips and do what has to be done. Have a safe weekend, and we'll see you soon for serious do-not-slappity. Yeah, gaga! Yeah, gaga! Yeah, gaga! Yeah, yeah.
Geez, Jack, I'm sorry about the windshield.